Pour something flammable into your glass. It's GD GamerCast. My name is Lang. With me, as always, is Nathan. Nathan, I'm drinking scotch tonight because it's a return to old. And, man, is it like a long break from scotch, and then I come back to it, and it is glorious. It is like I never left. It's fantastic. Like, I've been cheating, but they're okay with it.
Well, but I mean, like, you know, that's because it knows you're going to have a summer flank. Like, you know, the that's weather's right. Good, you're feeling good about yourself, you're going to get something hot and new. Yeah, but it knows it's here for you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. My side bitch don't mean nothing, girl. All right, what are you drinking tonight?
Yanjing beer, in much the same way of, it's hot, and this is just really nice on a hot day, because it's such a light, pilsnery beer.
So for those of you that do not hear the sound of really, really loud crickets and like cars, and I'm not complaining about the heat. You may have noticed, yeah, we're recording this ahead of time. I'm not in Arizona yet. So this is going to be a little bit behind by the time you guys get it. But hey, it's all good, man. We're all just doing our stuff. We're doing our things. But hey, that's it. So this weekend hobby for me included putting together all of my infantry for Planetfall, getting everything primed up. I finally got all my stuff primed up and ready to go. Everything's cleaned. Everything's on the table and rocking. So, man, I was really actually impressed with the infantry. It felt like it had a lot of depth once I got it all together, right? Because the infantry so far up until these expansion packs has been just, here's the same two bases, or same four bases, depending on which race you're playing. And hey, just multiply them and go and pretend that this is a sweeper team and pretend that this is a heavy weapons team. But now that I've got them, like that, the squads are actually pretty cool. They got a nice dimension to them. So I was pretty happy with that. And then once I kind of got everything on the table and laid it all out, had like a nice big directorate force on the table with my Leviathan and everything, I was actually really happy with it.
I still think Planetfall is just a visually impressive looking game. It's part of the reason I was initially excited about it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know that the first run, Planetfall from Spartan Studios, which was the we don't believe in this game, but it's a neat idea, did not interest anyone.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just pictures of the models for this one, all those sneak peeks that got me really, really excited. And yeah, they just continue to deliver. And you're absolutely right. Being able to break up the look of your infantry, something which I can't do,
mm-hmm.
but I don't mind, because swarms of spiders are amazing. So fucking good.
It's definitely a lot of fun, yeah.
You know, like I said, it's just the game looks impressive, and being able to break up your infantry to the point where now it's just like, yeah, I've got different options for my light recon, so they can kind of look different. I got lots of different medium options, lots of big options. Leviathan, lots of... It's just, the game looks cool as fuck, and that's so important.
Yeah, my recon buggies, which are basically, I've kind of renamed recon vans, because they do look like vans, because they're so big compared to the buggies. Mm-hmm. They feel like they shouldn't be classed as like a small model. And yes, I did get five in the box when you can only play four in the squad. So mm-hmm. I'm hoping they do eventually change that and give me a squad size of five. But yeah, other than that, I was really happy with it. I'm looking forward to playing with the recon stuff and actually having like some diverse lists to play with. Speaking of diverse lists, we will be doing our second part review of the Space Marine book, which will be list building, talking about what we like, what we don't like. And I actually ran into a couple of different hurdles when I was putting together different lists, because mm-hmm. some things that I hadn't actually thought of while we were reading them kind of came to the fore, and I was like, oh, interesting. I didn't actually think about that. Like, for instance, the Battle Demi Company.
Mm-hmm.
You can't really use with Black Templar.
That's true, because with tactical squads being the requirement, you don't get your Crusader squads.
You have no option to take Crusader squads, so you're stuck with just the stuff that they're giving you. So you're kind of excluded from that Battle Demi Company action that like I got with one of the Imperial Fists lists that I had built. So,
but yeah, you know what? I guess it kind of makes sense, because the Black Templars do have a very unusual. Mm-hmm. makeup, so it makes sense that you wouldn't take a Demi Company, because it just doesn't suit the strengths of that list.
Oh yeah, so. I agree. It definitely makes sense. It was just I hadn't put that together until I actually started writing lists. So
yeah, and I mean until you said it.
So before we get into that, we are going to be talking about our models of the week, which will be our first impressions of the models that we've seen for the Warhammer Age of Sigmar starter box.
Well, I like how you couldn't even make it through the name of it before sighing so heavily.
Man, oh man.
Okay. I said this in the last episode, and it is that the fantasy universe that they destroyed was so rich, and it had such a wonderful aesthetic of high fantasy. And everything kind of fit, and everything had its own place, that there were truly models that I'm going to miss. And one of the things, when we first started seeing these leaked photos of the starter set, is I was going to miss the Empire.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you and I have said it time and time again that the two most impressive looking armies when they are fully painted up and well and just ranked up were Bretonians and Empire. Like, the two human armies just looked impressive. And boy, oh boy, is that gone. Holy shit.
Let's talk
about Space Marines.
This is the age of ultra fetish Blood Angels. Like, that's all I can think of when I look at this, is if you're a fan of, like, the Blood Angels Honor Guard with, like, the mottled nipples and the gold armor and the big cot, like, you are all over this garbage. For the rest of us, holy, these things are horrid, and I cannot find a single redeeming quality in any. I hate all of them.
I mean, some of the chaos stuff at the bottom
stuff
that
is
we
fine.
Start getting to, because chaos is chaos, and Games Workshop has nailed chaos for a very long time. They continue to do chaos stuff, but this I don't even know the name of the faction. Let's call them Empire until we get their
Sigmarites.
Official.
Why not?
Let's call them Empire until we get their official retarded name.
Sigmarillions, or something. That's what we're gonna get.
Right?
It's gonna
be
something awful like that.
The Sigmarillion, that was like just the worst.
This is the longest book.
100%, man.
It's not even required reading in the trilogy. All right. So, wow. All right. That's a nerdy one there. So, let's go from the top here. Let's talk about the Empire, character riding the Retardo Dragon.
I think it's nice that we are treating Down Syndrome dragons with dignity and respect and riding them into battle the same way we would ride normal dragons. So, I mean, kudos to just the dragon inclusion that the Empire has.
Here's the thing, man. Once you get this imagery in your head, you can't unsee it. Here's what it is. The imagery is the quote-unquote shoulder biter. Where, like, the head is turned, like, so far to the one side, looks like he's trying to bite his own shoulder. Both front legs.
The Kirsten Dunst.
Yes. Both front legs completely stretched out, with the palms out, like he's just straight arm clapping, and... like, that's all I can see every single time I look at this model now.
Yes.
I hate it. It's awful. Rider...
Yes, like, whatever the creature is that he's supposedly riding, I'm kind of upset that they're stepping away from that kind of fantasy universe. Is remember, the fantasy world that they destroyed had griffins and hippogriffs and demigriffs, and it had so many interesting creatures that to literally just throw all of it away because you can't trademark it, and come up with this is terrible. And then, good lord, the rider commits every sin ever. Like, the fucking helmet, why does the helmet have these lightning bolts that stick out for no reason? Well, why did the Comet of Sigmar decide that it wanted to take a tour through Futureland at Disney World?
Okay, so, the lightning bolt crown is awful. It's really, really bad. But then, it's got an armored top knot. That goes down into what appears to be a mohawk, which goes down into a long mane of red hair.
It also looks like the top knot is being held up with a hammer. Because in case you didn't know, Empire, they like hammers, man. Stop. It's hammer time.
Dog.
So
take your own life, Nathan. Find a pistol. Do the right thing after that joke.
Jeez.
The big hammer that is also a battle standard is just completely... The size is awful. It's too big. It's just, it's unwieldy. It doesn't make any sense. It's got a comet. Okay, we get it. Yes, thank you.
All right, so let's, again, we can keep going on this one, but let's talk about my personal favorite that I was pushing you, that I was like, this is the one we need to talk about. Please, let's talk about this one. Skeletor is now fighting for the Empire. And I mean,
Age of Sigmar, now with 90% more Skeletor.
I mean, does this mean that He-Man is a Chaos Warrior if Skeletor fights for the Empire?
Well, no, He-Man is clearly Sigmar.
Right.
as played by Kevin Sorbo.
Yes.
The battle standard itself, I don't mind necessarily. The big skeleton and the broken arms and legs and, you know,
The Empire BSB awful. Had that Grim Reaper skeleton kind of thing. So I'm okay with using a skeleton as a battle standard. However,
it's got a baggie. It's got a skull holding a scroll. A skull scroll.
It also has an iron halo that candles are on, because I know when we're marching at night, when we're fighting at night, I just need the light that the candles on my battle standard provide.
My favorite thing about this battle standard is the hourglass you can't flip.
Hold on. Oh, shit, you're right.
So there it Skeletor, is. Midway through a fight, has to be like, hold on a sec, and then like tip it up and hold it there for like the whatever 5 minutes it takes for the sand to go back through, and then let it go and be like, okay, let's do this.
Right. You know, again, we've got the silly comet. Skeletor here is committing every sin we
have. Oh, the ticker tape parade.
Fucking ticker tape parade. We've got lightning crown shoulder pads, both sides.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We have fucking just everything. Like, there is nothing redeeming about this. And again, going back to it, they're basically releasing Space Marines again. Like, how desperate is Games Workshop that we're just getting Space Marines in fantasy now? Because look at the fucking armor. Like, you nailed it when you said Sanguinary Guard. That is 100% what they are. They even painted them the same fucking way, in case you were too stupid to notice that we're releasing Blood Angels in fantasy. Sorry, in the Age of Sigmar.
In the Age of Sigmar. I really, really don't like this model. And
I hate it.
It is terrible. Just garbage. It's fetishized so much.
It even looks like it would be a horror to paint. Like, there are certain models, and like even older models, that like when you start putting paint on the model, you're just like, this is a lot of fun. But there is just so much going on, and it's so contradictory. Like, we've got this an anatomically correct sculpted metal armor with oversized shoulder pads, with leather tabards, with a fucking dick covering mud flap, with scrolls, with a hammer, with a battle standard that is literally a human skeleton. Again, with candles. Why are there fucking candles there? You see candles when this is in a church because you're lighting the fucking building. But the candles, it's that one unnecessary detail that just I can't get over. Especially because if you look at on the far left, they even fucking sculpted on dripping wax that has solidified on the prong beneath it. Like, it's just so fucking terrible.
And in a really interesting choice to change gears here, they decide that they're just not going to model flames on these candles. It's just going to be the wicks.
Oh, I know.
Which I thought was pretty interesting. The candles are completely unnecessary. I really wish they wouldn't have put those on there, because A, that's going to be virtually impossible. Not virtually impossible, but really hard to clean off, just so that you actually have like a nice looking standard top. But
better
in
yet,
general,
just keep the iron halo off.
Clip the whole iron halo off and save yourself some time. All right, so let's move on to Johnny Rank and File Space Marine Sanguinary Guard.
Honestly, the least offensive thing we've talked about today. I mean, he's not good. He is not good. Do not take that as an endorsement.
he is everything bad. Yes, he is everything bad to a lesser degree, but no less bad. And that's the big problem that I have, where it's like, oh, yeah, it's the same hammer with the comet in it. And hey, yeah, he's got the big shield, and it's got all the stuff, and he still has the dick flap, and he still has all of this stuff. You know, it's over the top. It's completely unnecessary. The mask, the lightning bolts, they're all there. They're all there, just to a lesser extent. And it just, oh my God. I
remember when the Empire looked awesome.
No, I don't remember anymore. This has washed my brain clean.
then we get into a couple of cool looking chaos models. Chaos is chaos. Great. Let's keep talking about this bullshit because there are two more fucking gems here.
All right. So our second Johnny Rankin file is two-handed hammer time. And again, it's everything to the lesser degree, except for the fact that he's got the big lightning bolt shoulder pad, or that looks like a back piece there for some reason. He still has the dick flap.
Well,
he still has the ticker
tape
parade. Well, you
need the backpack to power your power armor.
I guess so, man. Just the the impossibility of being able to move, let alone fight in armor of this size, is blowing my mind right now. When you look at the Chaos Warrior and you're like, yep, that looks functional.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Well, like, and that was the thing. Is like, even when I was telling the Terry when she set me off asking me about Age of Sigmar and where we were driving, Chaos has always been the elite of the elite, and now they're just like, no, but Space Marines, man. They're fucking Space Marines. So I'm just like, what are the stats on these guys even going to be? Where it's just like, well, they're going to punk the shit out of Chaos, because even when you look at the model counts, you get more Chaos War, like Chaos models, then you get humans, which means that they're more elite. So basically, Games Workshop just decided that, hey, remember that Horde army, that iconic, like how humans are the worst of the worst? And that's awesome. I love that humans are shit in all of your games. Fuck it, they're Grey Knights now. Every last fucking one of them. Grey Knights.
All right, so let's talk about the Comet Angel.
No.
Yeah, we got to do it, man. So this model looks so awkward because you would think that you would want this thing posed in such a way that it looks like it's sleek, like it's soaring through the air. But because of the way they've designed the armor, he still can't straighten his legs, right?
Yes.
Like he's stuck with bent knees. There is no other option, just like everyone else we've seen, right? So it's like, okay, so maybe I guess he might be jumping. Okay, what are his arms doing? They're just kind of out there. He's pointing as he's doing this. How do his wings look like they're even doing anything to...
No.
Well, even like the angle of the wings, right? Like, say what you will about jump packs. You know, you kind of get this picture in your head of a space marine going, taking off into the air and landing, right? Like, it's just this big burst of force, takes off like a Harrier or whatever, and boom, you're flying through the air. But with this thing, you look at the wings, and regardless of the fact that the wings are three or six different comets that have not wings, they've got white spikes coming out of them because coolness, I guess.
Sure.
It's just like you try to look at it in your head, it just doesn't work for me. Like if you just put your hands over the wings and look at the guy leaping through the air, it looks like he's just some dude kind of half hovering through the air.
Yeah, you know, and like I said, it doesn't work. And again, this is one of those Games Workshop can't, like, just because you can doesn't mean you should.
Yeah.
And that is we're going to create a model that is attached by only his dick parchment. I'm assuming it attaches around the middle of his belt. I mean, it could be ass parchment, it could be hip parchment, but, you know, the fact that they could do it is why they chose to. And again, I don't know, man, like, is this game taking place, like, 500 years after the events of the end time to
account
for the fact that they've developed space marine power armor.
This is the one where the armored top knot, though, for me, is awesome. It's so hilarious.
I'm squinting at the picture. I can't tell if it's a top knot or a mohawk. All I can tell is it's a piece of shit and I hate it.
It has to be a top knot because it is coming out of like the back or the top of his head. And it's very clear that like the strands of hair are like woven into the helmet piece. So it's supposed to kind of look like it's really weird and super unnecessary, and it looks like ass. I hate it. It looks so bad. I cannot stand
this. If they did this to humans, wait until we get our space elves, because we've never had space elves before. It's a unique concept. Age of Sigmar, first space elves. Can't wait. Can't wait.
Yeah.
Oh, and space dwarves. You know, perhaps one might even call them squats. Unique concept. Can't wait.
Dude, don't talk about squats. They're going to release them like they did fucking Adeptus Mechanicus.
Right. Tyranid Datamol, except for these ones.
All
right,
man. That's enough of that garbage. Let's move on to the main topic of today's show. Obviously, since we're recording this ahead of time, we will not be talking about the weekly listener poll this time around. We'll be talking about it next episode, which gives you guys all the time in the world to disagree with us. So, Basically, when I was doing list building, actually, before we get into that, I'll ask the question I usually ask. So, Nathan, given about a week that you've had to kind of go through this and play around with it and talk to people about it, has anything, like, has your perception changed regarding the Space Marine Codex?
No, I still think it's great. I mean, keeping chapter traits, adding in combat doctrines. My one complaint that I had last week when we were talking about it, I still have, and that is the lack of flexibility in your Gladius Strike Force, the fact that you are forced into nothing but these data sheets. Because there were, quite frankly, some things that I wanted to take, but I couldn't fit because all the points of all of those different data sheets were so high, and I didn't have the flexibility, and combat doctrines were too good to give up. So, I mean, like, that was the thing where it's just like, don't get me wrong, I kind of wish I could just do a combined arms detachment and be happy with it, but I feel like taking the exact same things, you know, with some tweaks here and there, and losing out on combat doctrines is just, it's too much, it's too rich for my blood.
So, basically, while I was putting the list together, and I agree with you generally, I'm still very happy with it, but I was a bit bogged down by the options, right? Because the way that they had changed things around and the stuff that they had given you made me go back and re-examine a lot of the choices that I could have made. The first list that I built ended up looking virtually identical to the list that I built last time we did Space Marines, which was my Imperial Fist list, tons of bolters, using the bolter drill to its max, as much as I could do, you know, Devastator teams with Tank Hunters, and all this extra stuff to go with it, Terminators, all that kind of fun jazz. You know, I ended up with a couple of extra points left over, and then, okay, so I got a little bit of stuff here and there, and I was happy with it. But in general, I was like, okay, well, this, like, I've got more options now. I can play around a little bit more. So then I built a, I used the Strike Force, I built the Battle Demi Company, and then with my one support formation that I added in, it was the three Land Raiders. Because I had three squads of Marines, man, so boom, I threw three Land Raiders in, I threw in my squad, my full squad of bikes, you know, I took my captain, I went for it, and I was very happy with that. I felt like, man, now I got Bolter Drill, and I've got Combat Doctrine, you know, I've got the Battle Demi Company, man, I'm going for it. So I can, you know, like, I felt like, man, I'm winning here. I even have extra points. I can play around. Like, I feel pretty solid with what I've got. But again, I felt like, okay, but I'm not really doing anything different than I was doing before. So I actually built a Black Templar list.
Oh, that's very interesting.
Yes. And that was when I went back and looked at it and was like, oh, shit, I actually can't really use the – I could. Obviously, I could. I just couldn't use the Black Templar-specific stuff. So I felt like, all right, well, I'm just going to build – Combined Arms, you know, like standard Force Orc type build, right? So I'll give you what I built. So I took, as my HQ, Chaplain Grimaldus. With 5 Cenobites. So he's going to be throwing out that feel no pain to everyone within 6 inches of a Cenobite. And any friendly Black Templars unit within 6 inches of him have Zealot on top of that, which is great. Not to mention the fact that he also has the Rites of War, which means everybody gets his Leadership 10. Hooray. I'm Space Marines, but whatever. Hey, Leadership 10 across the board. We'll do it. And from there, I built three squads of 15 Crusaders. So 10 Initiates and, whatever the junior.
5 Neophytes.
Neophytes, right. And 5 Neophytes. Right, so I got squads of 15, 5 Neophytes in the front to soak up the shots. They're all getting Feel No Pain with Chaplain Grimaldus, because I'm basically just going to be running up the board in a line. And, you know, weapons are kind of optional. Take, pick and choose what you want. I went with, like, a heavy flamer and a plasma gun. So, you know, like, pretty standard, straightforward, upgraded a Sword Brother, gave him multi, gave him Melta Bombs just for if I do need to get in there and take out some tanks. At that point, I was like, all right, so that's about 1,000 points. A little bit less than 1,000 points. So I feel like, all right, I've got some options here. I could play around a little bit. I'm building for about 1,800, 1,850. So I had a couple of different options, and I was like, I could go 3 Land Raiders, take 3 Crusaders, put them all in the Crusaders, and that's my army. Let's fucking do this, right? But I was like, no, okay, let's do the run up the board style. Like, let's do the, I've got feel no pain. I've got a 3+ save. I've got my guys in the front to eat it up, and I get my bonuses when I take hits. So yeah, shoot me. I want it.
Mm-hmm.
So then I decided that Terminators with Rage is just awesome. So I was like, 10-man Terminator squad. I'm going to deep strike them. I gave them Cyclone missile launchers, but it's just a standard Terminator squad. They're going to drop down, maybe take some hits, get into combat, start doing some work, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then they can punch tanks. They can do all that kind of stuff. I still got some points left over. I can still play with it a little bit. So then I took 3 Whirlwinds and 3 Stalkers. And I was right about at just a little bit over 1,800.
Nice.
So I was like, all right, I got a couple points if I'm doing 1850, or I just got to lose, like, I think it was 5 points. I got to lose 5 points in order to have, like, that perfect 1800 list. So the strategy is simple. 3 squads of Marines, 30 Marines, 15 neophytes to eat up shots. They all have feel no pain because of the chaplain. They're all leadership 10. I've got a lot of fire support from the Stalkers and the Whirlwinds. 3 Whirlwinds means I got that pinning in shred. You know, mm-hmm. So I can really soften up the targets that I'm going for. And then kind of the last, you know, fuck you as they come down is the 10-man Terminator squad dropping down on them. And I think that was the one I liked the most. Kind of the all infantry with armored support, right? I didn't feel like I needed that ability to, like, charge up the table because it's like, oh, I'm still Space Marines, man. I can still move and shoot my bolters and still feel pretty good. And then once I get up into combat, I can go. And if I'm fighting against another close combat army, I'm feeling pretty solid about it.
Oh yeah. You've got to be feeling good against other close combat armies because I mean, Crusader squads are tight.
Yeah.
Terminators, if they lose a guy, get in rage. Really, really good. Really, really kind of solid. Surprise. I built for my Iron Hands and went,
well, yeah, why wouldn't you, right? Because you actually have that list. So.
Yes, I do actually have Iron Hands. I mean, if I was going to be looking at something else, I would probably be looking at White Scars. And again, that would also be another force that I would not even be considering a demi-company at all, the Gladius Strike Force, because while I personally am of the opinion that a White Scars list is really good with a couple of tactical squads in Rhinos, specifically because Corsair gives them Scout, and because with hit and run, it allows you to be aggressive. Get up there, rapid fire, rapid fire, rapid fire. You get charged, you disengage with hit and run, you regroup with and they shall know no fear, and you keep shooting. So mm-hmm. It's just like, I'm a huge fan of not just bikes in a White Scars list, but the fact that a demi company means that I'm taking 3 tactical squads to 1 bike squad, I feel like you're just, your ratios are out of whack.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, so, my Iron Hands list was using the Gladius Strike Force because, as I said, when I was looking at it and when I was thinking about it, and as I said at the beginning, combat doctrines, especially for free, are just too good to pass up. So there are some things that I don't have in the list that I wish I did.
Yeah, well, and that was a big thing for me when I was building my my first list is, again, I went standard Force Org because I was like, but I want Stern Guard. I don't want to have to buy a whole fucking thing for them. I just want a fucking unit. Of,
first company.
I just want a unit of Stern Guard, and I want a unit of Terminators. And yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it was the list I had built previously where I had kind of everything in Razorbacks with twin-linked heavy bolters, right? Where it was like, nah, man, I'm going to go for it. Like, I feel good about this. So
I have 290 points in this list in tanks that I don't want that I would, in a heartbeat, flip over to 3 Thunderfire cannons.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know it, because I was so fucking giddy at that. But, so, what I have is the Gladius Strike Force using, I'm just gonna look at the official names, the Battle Demi Company, obviously, and then my one auxiliary is the Armored Task Force.
Right.
Which is Iron Hands. Why would I not be loading up on vehicles? So, when we look at this, my Demi Company is led by a captain over a chaplain. I upgrade him to a chapter master for the stat line bump. I gave him a power fist, artificer armor, and the shield eternal. So, I mean, he's no frills. He's got 3 up in vol, feel no pain for being an iron hand, 2+ armor save, power fist, lots of attacks. he's your typical combat beat stick. I then took for my three tactical squads, almost identical, two 10-man and one 9-man so that I could slide the captain in it. Squads in Rhinos with a Melta gun in each, and then a Vet Sergeant with a Combi Melta.
Mm-hmm.
I was originally going to take a Power Fist in there, but then I realized that if I dropped the Power Fist, I could take a whole other Predator, and that is clearly the choice you make.
Yes.
Three Power Fists, or an extra Predator, which now gives Tank Hunters onto all of your Predators.
Tank Hunters and Monster Hunters.
So, all over that. So I've basically got 30 Marines in Rhinos looking to move forward, and when the time is right, pop your Tactical Doctrine and reroll all of your to hits on a rapid fire. So you're gonna do some hurt with that. For the assault element, mm-hmm. I took the three land speeders with the additional heavy bolter because, again, 150 points. I have 18 heavy bolter shots. Their goal is to just fly around, harass things, hit rear armor 10s, glance mm-hmm. vehicles to death, things like that. And just be a pain in the ass that you want to shoot because, honestly, I don't give a shit about that squad.
Right.
So that's what I love about it is it has enough firepower to be annoying and who cares if I lose it. The Devastator squad I took was a dev squad, just 5-man Devastator squad with 4 plasma cannons, which is really just the fuck you squad that's going to stand on a hill and, again, force you to waste firepower on them.
Mm-hmm.
They are going to be in a piece of cover that I will bolster thanks to the tech marine that I get out of the armored task force. So, you know, you're going to have to spend an inordinate amount of firepower for just 130 points of marines. Because those 4 plasma cannons are dangerous. Then the armored task force is, like I said, just tech marine in a servo harness who's going to be walking ideally in base contact with all 3 of the Vindicators because we talked about this.
He's going to daisy chain him.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%. Because all you want is that big shot. Then I have 3 Vindicators, literally no upgrades because I feel that with the Apocalyptic Barrage, I mean, yeah, I could try to scrap some points for extra armor, but what's the point?
Mm-hmm.
I have a squad of 3 Predators, because like I said, it was initially 2, and I had Power Fist, and then I was doing some math, so 3 Predators, and then because I needed that third squad of tanks, so even though I have 6 tanks, I'm still not meeting my minimum requirements, so I have a Whirlwind. It's 65 points. I need it to meet my minimums.
Gotcha.
So like I said, and that's what I was looking at when I was comparing it to that Combined Arms Detachment is, the Whirlwind and the 3 Predators, I don't really care about. That's 290 points. I would love, love, love to just take 3 Thunderfire Cannons because you drop the Tech Marine with Servo Harness. That's another 90 points. All of a sudden, now I've got 3 bolsters. I've got 12 more Small Blast Templates. And I feel like that's where this list, in terms of list building, becomes so fucking difficult because I was stretched to fit just the 2 compulsory requirements of the Gladius Strike Force into 1850. Like, everything else, every time we've seen this sort of makeup for army composition in the past, it has always allowed you to do it at small points. The fact that you just couldn't. Like, I think that maybe mathematically the smallest point game you could do if everything was a min-size squad would be 1500, but what's the point? So I feel like despite having the Gladius and despite getting good bonuses, the majority of lists you're going to see are going to be built out of Combined Arms Detachments because whether that is due to your chapter traits just being kind of incongruent with the Gladius, like Black Templars, like White Scars, to a lesser degree Raven Guard,
mm-hmm.
you know, like these are all chapter traits that are not going to benefit from, like, where your chapter traits are being wasted to get those combat doctrines. I think Ultramarines, Iron Hands, and Imperial Fists are the big winners when it comes to using the Gladius Strike Force, and I think that Salamanders can go either way. Salamanders will be very happy building a demi company, going all Melta and getting combat doctrines. Same time, Salamanders are going to be very happy staying outside of it and running a Combined Arms Detachment. So I felt that, I don't know, it's just as I was doing this, the Gladius Strike Force felt very limiting when it came to building lists.
One of the lists I had put together was the Strike Force Ultra. And yeah, it's over 1800 points to make it even like workable. It ends up being well over 2,000 before I'd be like, yeah, you know what? I'd think about playing this because in order to just get everything in there with like 5-man Terminator squads and all of the requirements, it's like 1,600 points. 1,650, I think, is what it ends up coming out to be. Jeez. So, like, it's... You barely have enough points to add a couple more Terminators here and there, or maybe, like, make one of the Terminator Assault Squads a full 10-man squad. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, it's funny, man.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, 700 points on Terminators alone, than 250 for your land. Well, that's no upgrades, just for the exactly. 4 or 5-man squads. So, yeah, 700, 900.
I was doing, like, Cyclone Missile Launchers where I could do it, and, like, Thunderhammer Storm Shield where I could do it, and all that kind of jazz. But, no, it ends up being really fucking expensive, but...
1275 before the captain, and that's no upgrades on anything, just the models.
So basically, with your list, yeah, I see where you run into those roadblocks, right, where you say, oh, I want to be able to do it this way, because this is so good, but I am restricted in terms of how I can play it, because of the fact that, you know, where I would totally swap out, you know, this for this, in order to take these... You kind of have to go, you know what, okay, I can't take everything I want in the quantities that I want. Because good things come in three, I want to be able to do this, and I want to be able to do this, right? You could always have decided that, like, okay, you know what, I'm not going to do the Predator thing. I'm going to take one Predator, one Whirlwind, or I'm just going to take two separate Whirlwinds. You know, I'm not going to do the good things come in threes. But then, hey, guess what? I'm going to take the three Thunderfire cannons instead.
See, and I initially tried that, but with the way the points were working out, but by taking the three Vindicators, which is the point of the Armored Task Force, okay? The whole point is that I want to take the three Vindicators. Even if I took Whirlwind, I don't even have enough points for two Thunderfire cannons, because you only have about 170 odd points left.
Yeah.
The other thing that I was running into is I don't have any dreadnoughts. I was so excited about a squadron of three venerable dreadnoughts because I was like, you know what? Three venerables with assault cannons? That's a good amount of, you know, that's 12 strength 6 AP 4 rending shots that hit on twos every single turn. Like that is a healthy amount of firepower. It's 9 hull points to deal with. You get to force the rerolls should they ever get the destroyed. Because remember, if you ever play Venerables, you do not reroll an immobilized.
Mm-hmm.
You always reroll the destroyed so that you're constantly trucking. And there are so many things that I couldn't take by choosing the Demi Company. And that's kind of why I wanted to. Because, I mean, you know, when you look at the Demi Company, my list is, as I said last week, almost... It's more than half a Demi Company, right? Mm-hmm. Every list that I start with is going to be three tactical squads, if not four. I think personally, I personally like four because then you can do the buddy system. Two tactical squads will basically function as one big squad of 20 and then another big squad of 20. I find that it gives you a lot of flexibility. So just like I normally take a lot of tactical Marines. I normally take a captain, you know, command squad, great. So that's why when you look at the Demi Company, you're just like, well, shit, it's all the things I'm already taking. But then when you look at the way the Gladius Strike Force works, that's where you just kind of get hammered. Because if I was going to make a combined arms detachment version of this list, I would basically drop the plasma devs, drop the land speeders, I'd probably keep the tech marine. I'd still have the three Vindicators, and then all of that would give me the points to drop the Whirlwind and Predator, take three Thunderfire cannons, and then possibly start exploring either a fourth tactical squad or some dreadnoughts.
Yeah.
And it's just like, it's mostly the same, but it's a completely different list in how you play it. And that's why I'm just like, man, I don't know. Like, it just, is it worth it? Are those combat doctrines really going to be working that well?
I don't think so. And that's kind of what I wanted to get at is every time I went through and I built different things, I ended up always kind of straying away from the Gladius Strike Force, right?
Yeah.
I really, really like being able to do the Codex Astartes rule, having the combat doctrines. I think it is a great thing to do. And if it works within the list that you're building, you will always do it. And I think that's kind of the gem here is that for some people, this will work perfectly. And they'll be like, oh my God, it's like it was made just for me. And they'll love it. They'll laugh all the way to the bank. And maybe the army that wasn't doing so well in past games is now doing much better. However, for people who are building Space Marines the way they want to build them, you are always going to use you're just going to ignore it all, right? You might use you're going to pull in the formations, that's fine, right? If you want to pull in the formation of Land Raiders, because fuck yes, let's do it. Invincible Land Raiders, why not?
Right? Well, but again, and that's why, like, even when I look at it, like, every time, like, I find myself talking in circles, because you look at the Armored Task Force, all those Vindicators and all those Predators get to ignore Crew Shaken and Crew Stunned results.
Yeah. Well, they ignore Immobilized. Oh, yeah, for the...
But yeah, the Land Raiders.
The Land Raiders ignore everything. But yes, so like you were saying.
So like I said, it's just like when I look at... You know, because what was I saying with that squad of three? Where it's just like you just have to prevent one from being able to fire.
That's right.
That's a crew shaken. That's a crew stunned. That's a weapon destroyed. Mm-hmm. Right. That is how you prevent having to eat that apocalyptic blast. If you really want to get it off with any regularity, you take the Armored Task Force because it allows you to ignore 2/3 of the possible penetrating vehicle damage results.
Mm-hmm.
And the Will of the Omnissiah giving you that +1 bonus means that my Iron Hand, Master of the Four, Tech Marine with Servo Harness, can repair it on a 2+ before we shoot. So it's like, all right, I'm going to repair it, 2+, guns back, now let's shoot the Apocalyptic Barrage. So that's why it's just like, well, if I really want to get it off, I kind of need to do this, or I just need to say, fuck it, it's a gimmick, and I'll take that 360 points, and I will turn it almost 1-to-1 into 3 venerable dreadnoughts with assault cannons.
Right,
and it's
exactly.
Just like, let's fucking truck.
Yeah, for me, like in the first list that I built for Imperial Fists, like I was all about Stern Guards, right? Like I wanted a 10-man unit of Stern Guard all with Combi Grav. I was like, let's do it.
Jesus fuck.
Yeah, because you can give every single one of them a combi weapon, and you can give them all Combi Grav and just go, right? Put them in a Land Raider. You know, put them in a Land Raider, put the other 2 tax squads in the other 2 Land Raiders, if I go the Land Raider has. And then, you know, I still have points left over to play around with other stuff. I can still put more squads and Marines on the table. I can do bikes. I can do all this other kind of stuff. I can take Whirlwinds. I can take other armored things. Because I still like the idea of kind of the pseudo gunline Space Marine list that is like the short range gunline. Where as long as I can get halfway up the board, I'm just going to sit back and rapid fire. And like that's what I really like about it. And being able to play the Land Raiders don't give a fuck list with the I just depend on bolters and bolter drill plan, you know, it works. And I really, really like the way that it works. So instead of going with all of the Razorbacks that I'd done in previous lists, well, now, okay, I'm actually going to go this direction instead.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked them. I liked every list that I built, right? Each one of them I could see myself putting on the table and having a good time with.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I had a really hard time essentially nailing down something I was happy with in that really restrictive Gladius Strike Force, saying, oh, you got to take this, you got to take this. And I was like, yeah, I got no problem taking a dev team. I was going to take a dev team anyways. Yeah, I got no problem taking bikes. I was going to take bikes anyways. Dreadnought, yes, of course I was going to take a Dreadnought. You know, like, those things were all kind of the norm for me, so it did fit in. But then going back to, like, but I can't take Terminators, I can't take Stern Guard, I can't take this other stuff that I want to be able to take in there unless I go buy these other formations. That was where I hit the roadblock. I would get 1,000 points in and go, like, I'm happy with all of this. And then after that, I was like, shit, I have to pick something and go whole ham on it and drop every last point that I have in my list on it. And say, okay, there, I kind of got one of the things I was looking for at the cost of having to buy a couple of other things I didn't necessarily want or need.
Yeah, because, I mean, like, when you look at it, with one exception, every one of those auxiliaries, which are mandatory, one plus, are so many fucking points. Because you're absolutely right. I think you nailed it. I think everyone is happy taking the Battle Demi Company. I mean, shit, I could probably cram it in and take 2 Battle Demi companies in 1850 and still be very happy with everything that I am taking, everything that's on the board, you know, all that.
Right.
But really, I think the absolute cheapest auxiliary is the Suppression Force, which is going to run you 175 points.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just the 2 Whirlwinds and the 1 Landspeeder.
Right.
So you're just like, okay, so I'm paying 175 point premium just to be able to take these things, because you're right, the Demi Company's great. It's giving you all the very best things, but it's not giving you any of that to flavor. When you play a Gladius Strike Force, you're never going to see Stern Guard vets. You're not going to see Vanguard vets. You're not going to see Terminators. Because, like you were saying, like when we were looking at the Strike Force Ultra, which is the only data sheet that allows you to take those units.
No. First Company Task Force.
Oh, yeah. First Company Task Force, also going to be fucking ridiculous expensive. You're looking, what, another 800 points?
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like, the Gladius Strike Force was always, you take your demi company, and then which one single data sheet did you like the most? And I feel like that takes a lot of the flavor and a lot of the fun out of Marines. And I think that's why you're going to see a lot of combined arms detachments. Because if I'm going to be straight, I feel 100% comfortable taking this Gladius Strike Force that I talked about, this list, I would take it to a tournament any day of the week, because I have 12 vehicles, all with it will not die because I'm Iron Hands. I've still got loads of bodies, all of which have objectives secured, because that's what the demi company gives me.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, I've got two uses of the Tactical Doctrine, the Dev Doctrine, and the Assault Doctrine. I mean, I'm set. I am so set in terms of a sort of take-all-comers, handle every situation, except flyer heavy. I just kind of have to eat flyers, but fuck it.
Yeah.
Use a doctrine to reroll some of your misses and call it a day.
Yeah.
But that's what I would take to a tournament. But you and I both know that I would never go to a 40K tournament in 7th edition.
Right.
So I think that I'm probably just going to, you know, if someone asks me for a game, I'm just going to play a combined arms detachment. Because it
right.
just lets
pick and
me
choose the stuff
choose
you want. Everything. Play with the new toys. Yep. Enjoy the whole good things come in threes and just kind of sit on it, right? For me, I did enjoy the stuff that I was building, but I felt like the real joy of the Space Marine list was playing, and it's the real joy of Space Marines as a whole, is that with the wealth of options and the amount of stuff that you have, you can kind of play whatever you want, and it's not going to look like everyone else. It's just, it almost never does. I very rarely see two Space Marine armies go toe-to-toe and they're exactly the same build. I mean, they might have a lot of the same stuff, but in general, people tend to kind of play around with it, and they play with the stuff that they like, because unlike a lot of other armies, there's not really anything in this book that is bad. Like, just total shit, where you're just like, oh, you're dumb to take it. Even if you really like Assault Centurions, for some reason.
Right?
No. If you take Assault Centurions, they're still decent unit. Like, they're not the best. There's better options out there, but they're still a decent unit. They're still going to get in there and do what they need to do, right? If you decide that you want to take Storm Ravens and you want to take, you know, flyer heavy stuff, they're not bad, terrible flyers. There's nothing wrong with them. You still have Land Raiders. If you want to go all Razorbacks, that still works. You want to go all Rhinos and Bikes, that still works. You want to go Terminator heavy, that still works. You want to take... Yeah. Nothing but Dreadnoughts. Man, does that ever still work now? Because you can take so many more, and they're so damn cheap. I mean, one build that I did just out of the blue was I was just like, yeah, 9 Terminators, let's do this. Or not Terminators, 9 Dreadnoughts. You know, and it was like 3 Ironclad, 3 Venerable, and 3 Standard. And I was like, yeah, all right, and I'm just going to build my list around this. And I was like, I could put this on the table and be happy with it. I feel like I'm playing Unbound, but I'm not. It's fucking great.
Right? Well, yeah, I mean...
and it was Iron Hands. Yes, it was obviously an Iron Hand.
Well, yeah, I mean, why would you
ever... Of course.
Ever
That's exactly it. Why would I not do the All Dreadnought Iron Hands list?
Yeah. So, no, and yeah, so I mean, I think that's where what it comes down to. If you're going to a tournament, you're going to try to ham-fist in as many free bonuses as you can get. Mm-hmm. Whether that's combat doctrines or ignoring vehicle damage results on mm-hmm. vehicles. That's just the game that you're playing because you're trying to maximize your chance at winning. So, of course, you will stick rigidly to this Gladius Strike Force and you'll go whole ham. You'll be happy with it. But I think that for most games, most people, they're just going to take the Combined Arms Detachment. They're going to have fun with it because I feel like this Codex is fun. This Codex has so many options, so many wacky things. Whether it's 9 Dreadnoughts, whether it's like a fucking, man, I want 30 Legion of the Damned, something that I could not take in a Gladius Strike Force,
mm-hmm.
period. You know, like, it's just like, that's just what you do. Is it just, right. You can go nuts. You can have a lot of fun. Because, I mean, like, even for me, if I was going to be building a Raven Guard list, I would want a decent number of Vanguard vets heroically intervening with their jump packs. Like, I think 6 Vanguard vets and a Dreadnought jumping out of a Storm Raven is incredibly Raven Guardy, and you're going to have a lot of fun with that.
Well, and so, I also think that the bonuses that you receive from just the squads now, again, going back to the whole best things come in, good things come in three thing, is that I think you will actually see a lot more people leaning toward Ultramarines and saying, like, yeah, man, I really want Combat Doctrine. And then somebody's just going to say, why don't you just play Ultramarines, man? And that's going to be the thing where they stop and they go, oh, actually, you know what? I can play the exact list I was playing before, but now I'm trading, you know, all of, you know, whatever my bonus was for the chapter I was playing before, and I'm just sticking to Combat Doctrines. Like, is that how much I want them? Do I look at this and I say, like, oh, man, Bolter Drill, so on and so forth. This is the one. This is what's bringing me home. Or do they stop and they pull away from that and they say, you know what? If I really want Combat Doctrine that much, I should just play Ultramarines. I should just say, all right, these guys, I built my own chapter. They're Ultramarines. Hey, I get all these bonuses now from all of my tanks and all my extra stuff. All my Terminators are cheaper. These things are cheaper. You know, I can take Dreadnoughts and Squads of 3 now, which means I have slots opening up again. I think there's a lot of people out there just going to be more than happy with that, right? Yeah. It's a nice change of pace.
Yeah, and you know what? Again, you take Ultramarines, you take Marnius Kalgar, and then you just take a combined arms detachment, and you're laughing your way to the bank. You know, like I said, I'm still very happy with this book. I truly do think that the Gladius Strike Force is going to be something that you're only going to see in tournament play because it's just free rules on top of free rules.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because again,
somebody's going to net list it up and say, here's the one.
When you look
Gladius
at
Gladius Strike Force, minimum this, minimum that, minimum this, and you take this, this, and this, and you can't be beat. It's Leaf Blower 2.0.
Well, yeah, and I mean, like, if you could think, I wonder, I mean, I could add up the points. I'm like, I'm sure it's possible to get the whole battle company where everyone's just a 5-man squad. And I mean everything, assault squad, dev squad, 5-man, no upgrades, no anything, just to get all the free Razorbacks.
Mm-hmm.
And then you take probably an armored suppression force the same way I did, because the triple tank rolls are just going to be brutal. And then you play Iron Hand so that all like 20 of your pieces of armor have It Will Not Die.
Oh yeah, it's totally possible, right? Like
100% possible.
It's a solid option, and I know that people are going to be out there doing that, saying, ah, but you know, this is no different than splitting a 10-man squad into combat squads. So if you just do it this way, where you just take all minimum size squads, and the goal is not to take Marines, but to take enough minimums to the point where you can put 6 squads of 5-man into 6 free Razorbacks, you know, that's where you walk away from this going like, yeah, and this is the one where you sweep. This is the one where you don't necessarily need all the anti-armor, and you don't necessarily need the flyers and all that other stuff, because you have the combat doctrines and you have all this extra stuff to go with it, and because you have those 6 free Razorbacks plus all of these extra things that can go in along with it. If you decide, like, oh, my chaplain needs a Razorback, and my captain also needs a Razorback. You know what I mean? Like, just for themselves, like, the captain himself can take a Razorback. Like, just go. You know what I mean? Can he? Am I crazy?
Mm-hmm.
Boink, 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 boink. I am crazy. Okay. So yeah, he would still have to be in the squad, but man, you have room for him in a lot of different Razorbacks.
Right.
It is a really, really cool option. Even if you want to be like, yeah, and all of them have drop pods, and I'm just fucking putting drop pods everywhere. I think it's cool.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even have a problem with somebody cheesing it that way. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
it almost grates against my sensibilities where if somebody said that to me, I'd be like, you're a cheesy piece of shit. You should go fucking find that pistol. And you should do the right thing because you're the worst thing about 40K right now. But I'm like, you know what? I can't even hate that.
Yeah, you've got to be
playing wouldn't you
a
do
huge
that?
Game, and you have to literally just be like, no upgrades on anyone. I just have fucking naked Marines hiding out in tanks and hoping for the best.
But numbers, man. But numbers. Like, huge like that's numbers. The thing, right? 6 free Razorbacks. That is – that. That is the selling point.
Well, but remember, you have to take the full battle company, so it's 12 free Razorbacks.
It's, if you do, what I was talking about is like the minimum size squad, like 3 5-man Marine squads in both to keep the points low.
Oh, I agree, but you must also take the assault and the dev squad. So you just take a 5-man, 2 5-man.
Oh yeah, you could do that
squads,
as well.
2 5-man right. Dev squads to add in
four more free Razorbacks. I mean, come on, man, come on, come on, boys, let's do this. it's glorious, people. It's glorious. No upgrades. Like, you don't even take heavy weapons on the dev teams. Like,
oh,
it's just more Marines.
Right. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Where it's just like...
Three-man Dreadnought squads to top it off and just be like, look at all my Marines. I love it. that's so stupid. All right. Oh, good Lord. So, I'm still wrapping my head around that because I'm sitting there doing it in my head going like, that's so crazy.
Yes.
It's just so crazy. But hey, I'm not going to hate on that.
Again,
I'm okay
you
with
take the suppression force just because if you're going to be building,
God,
you have to take the
so
gladius.
Hard.
But like, that's exactly, and that's why I'm like, it's possible, but you have a shitty one trick pony kind of list. And if you can't kill it with heavy vultures, you're done. You've lost the game. That's why I'm just like...
You can still take the upgrades. You just have to pay for the upgrades.
No, I know. But that's why. It's just like, it's hard. You're going to be so point-strapped because you have to fit in. At the very least, if it's just the five, you would need 700 points in naked Marines, plus a captain, plus a chaplain. So you're looking at about 850 just to get all the free... Jesus Christ, that's actually cheap.
Yeah, I'm trying to get that, right?
Jesus,
like, if you zoom in squads, it's not that bad.
You can, and then you start throwing melta guns on everyone.
Everyone gets melta guns, upgrade everything to last cannons if you feel like it, man, go.
Shit, you could even... You
somebody's
going to
give it a
that.
Stupid name.
Right. I'm sure Bell Vossels already has a stupid name for it. It's just their thing. It's a public service to the community. Like, we will bitch about everything.
Battle Demi Razor.
Bell of Lost Souls will give everything a fucking retarded name.
Battle Demi Razor, Nathan.
Right.
That's a new one. That's a new net list.
You could do the full battle company where everything's just the Mindout squad of who gives a fuck, and then you could take the Armored Task Force where it's just like, and then you have 6 Vindicators and 3 Predators because hilarity. Like, that would just be it. So it's just like, I have nothing but like fucking heavy vultures and apocalyptic barrages that ignore cover.
Let's do it, man. Why not?
All
right.
I'm all in. I mean, I am so erect right now.
You got that demi erection. Oh, good God. All right. So there you have it. Boo. That Space Marine's there. They have released Dark Angels. We haven't had a chance to go through it yet. Hopefully we'll have that next week for you guys as well. I'm actually really interested to see what they do with Dark Angels now, because I still really like the Dark Angels Codex.
Well, someone has to. I mean, good for you. Somebody has to like Dark Angels, so I'm glad.
Come on, man. It's got it's the bikes, man. If I'm going to play the bike list, that's the list I play.
I don't know. I still think that last Raven Wing, everything had Scout, but White Scars can get Scout.
Yeah.
But then White Scars got Skilled Rider for free, and Strength 5 Hammer of Wrath, and Hit and Run. So you're just like,
But you still have to take Marines instead of just bikes.
No, you don't, because a captain on a bike makes bikes troops.
Is that still a thing?
It is still a thing. It's in the bikes rule.
It's
on
the
data sheet bike.
Data sheet bike.
Not even kidding.
Bike squad. If a unit uses a detachment, independent character, Space Marines faction equipped with a space being. Battlefield role changes to troops. Oh, interesting.
Oh, yeah. Independent
character.
So,
oh, yeah. I remember that from last time,
take
too.
Your fucking... mm-hmm. Well, remember, last time was captain or chapter master.
Yep.
The time before that was captain only, and now it's any independent character on a bike. So, I mean, at least we're getting equal bike rights. You know, like, is everyone going to change their Facebook photo for this?
Well, that's actually better than what I was going to say. I think that's pretty rad. No, what I was going to say, hold on, let me form it.
All right. Take your time.
Okay. I was going to say, but Nathan, the Bible's definition of bikes. And then that was going to be it. But cool. Extra cool. I'm with it, man. I'm still there. I could make a bike list right now and be happy with it. But I am very interested. That's what I want to get back to. I'm very interested about what they're going to do with the Dark Angels because, like you said, I'm the only one who genuinely liked it. So for the most part, I do understand. But, I mean, we can expect Good Things Come in Threes is going to continue along here, which means there's going to be some interesting things we're going to run into, right? And obviously the changes to stuff like attack bikes and different things. We can expect that a lot of their stuff is going to go down in cost, like the, you know, wingling bikes, whatever they were. I don't remember.
Listen.
You know, we're gonna see those prices drop. So are they going to fall into that? Are we going to get that cool formation that makes them extra rad, you know, where they also get combat doctrines or some shit?
See, I'm expecting, because the Blood Angels were such a fucking waste of time. Where it's hey, remember when Blood Angels were awesome and then we just turned them into Codex Space Marines with other things? I'm expecting the same Gladius Strike Force. I'm not even expecting chapter trades. We don't love them that much. And all of their...
Their chapter trade is stubborn.
Right.
And that they're cheaper.
Hey, remember that time when they were the only ones that could take plasma cannons?
I do.
That was why you played Dark Angels?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll be free.
No, like I said, they're going to have a Gladius Strike Force. You're going to have the same, almost identical data sheets, but instead of, like, good flyers, you're going to have the Dark Angels flyers, and that's going to be it. Because Games Workshop decided that every Codex needs to be Codex Space Marines, but we'll sell it to you more times. Because, like I said, that was the biggest disappointment in the Blood Angels book was before you had this is a unique army that builds in very unique ways and plays in very unique ways, too. Yeah, they're Space Marines. What more do you want, fucker?
Yeah, there you go.
And that's what I'm expecting because it's Games Workshop.
Don't kill it. Let me have this moment.
Okay, you know what? I will give you this week. And
it
then
could be
next,
so good.
Next week, I'll just have that I told you so locked and loaded. How's
okay, you, that's fine. I will accept a locked and loaded, prepped, I told you so.
Because I'm sure they're going to be great.
Yeah, I'm generally okay with
great.
That. fuck you. I'm amazed that neither of us bought the cherub. That has been Jada GamerCast for this week. My name is Lang.
I'm Nathan.
Have a good one.
Cheers.